The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Please be seated. That first Sunday morning, rising up early so that they could still make it to work, after Saturday, the Sabbath, but this time it had been perfectly fulfilled. Jesus had rested in the tomb. God had finally rested in the perfect way. The faithful women, Mary Magdalene, Mary, Jesus' aunt, they came to the tomb. They thought Jesus was dead. They went there that morning to put burial oils on him. But when they got there, the giant stone, which had been sealed with Roman seals, which had been guarded by Roman guards, was rolled away. Distressed, they went and looked inside. But someone wasn't there. Jesus was not there, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. But who was there? This young man wearing a white robe who is seated on the right side. They say, maybe it's an angel. They say, and take this one home, maybe it was Mark the evangelist. The same young man who ran away during the events of Holy Week. But nonetheless, he was dressed in a white alb, the Greek says, and he says, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the one who is crucified. He was raised from the dead. He's not here. Just like he told you. Look for yourself. Jesus wasn't there in the tomb that morning, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." And the young man continued to speak. He says, "Go and tell Jesus' disciples. Go tell Peter. Yes, even the one who denied him three times. Go tell him too, because he is Jesus' brother. Jesus is risen, and because he is risen, Peter and Jesus, Peter and the disciples, Peter and the women, you are reconciled to him. All is forgiven by Jesus Christ, the Passover lamb's sacrificial death on the cross." The unleavened bread is here. Go and tell them, Jesus is in Galilee. There you'll find him, just as he told you. Just as he told you. Don't think that you've come here today alongside the Marys in search of Jesus' tomb. No, Jesus isn't here in a tomb. Why do you seek the living among the dead? This is no tomb because Jesus wasn't in a tomb. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. This morning you have not come to a tomb. There is no body of Jesus in a tomb. You have come to Galilee, where Jesus told you he would be. Because where two or three are gathered in my name, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the name bestowed on you in baptism, there Jesus is among you. Go, Jesus says, go baptize and teach them my words. In this way, I'll be with you to the end of the age. This is my body. This is my blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus tells us where he's going to be. And Jesus is where he promises to be. He is in his word. He is in the word read and preached and prayed and sung. Jesus is in this life-giving water of baptism that we return to each day in repentance. Jesus is in his supper. This is his very body and his very blood given for you for the forgiveness of sins, just as he told you, just as he promised you. Something that's tough to grapple with is that Jesus did not promise to be with you in the woods. Jesus did not promise to be with you on a golf course or on your Facebook or Instagram feed as you scroll and scroll and scroll. And now it's 10 o'clock and you don't feel rested. You feel more tired. No, Jesus is in Galilee, the place that he said he would be. Jesus is in the words we heard today. Jesus is in the hymns that we sang today, the words we prayed today. In this place, Jesus is in that water when we reminded ourselves of our baptisms as we made the sign of the cross in his holy name. And Jesus will be here shortly in the body and the blood on his altar. The faithful women went away that morning trembling and said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The disciples, where were they? They didn't even go to the tomb. Well, not yet, not until the women told them. They were hidden in a locked room. At least they were together. Not until Jesus broke bread with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus did they realize it was the Lord. Not until Jesus gave his disciples bread and fish on the beach at the Sea of Galilee did they know that it was the Lord. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized it was Jesus. Where is Jesus? Jesus is here. Jesus is there. Jesus is here. Jesus is there. Jesus is not in the tomb. He's in Galilee, where he promised the disciples and where he promised you that he would be. Though you are tempted again and again to return to the tomb, to be tempted again and again to believe that Jesus died and that was that, that our faith is fruitless, though we are tempted, though you were dead in your sins and your trespasses, as we confessed this morning before the absolution, though all those things were true, God has given you a young man wearing a white alb to remind you over and over again, don't be afraid. You seek Jesus, the crucified one. He isn't dead. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. He's right there. He's on the altar, just like he told you, just as Jesus promised. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And because he is risen, he will never die again. That's what the apostles wrote. And because he is risen, you will never die again. You've already died in the waters of baptism. Now you live eternally. Because he is risen, because you are baptized into his death and his resurrection, you will have everlasting life, even if you die, just as Jesus told you. Because you have faith in the Lord Jesus' death and resurrection, when you eat the Lamb of God's eternally living flesh and you drink his blood, you will have life everlasting, just as he promised. And if you endure to the end in faith, Jesus Christ, the sacrificial Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he will raise you up. And he will raise up all the faithful from the grave on the last day. And you will live together with all who have endured in faith. For you know, as Job did, that your Redeemer lives. And on the last day, he will stand upon the earth in victory. And even if you've decomposed in the ground, as Job says, when you have been raised by Jesus Christ, you shall in your flesh see God. You shall see him for yourself. Your own eyes will behold and not another. Face to face, you will meet with your Savior Jesus, like a dear friend speaks with his friend, just as he told you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.